Welcome to The Ether. Today is Monday, November 21st, 2022. Today on The Ether, part 3 of the 3-part Joe-a-thon, the Joe Power Hours, hosted by Crypto Tank Joe. Let's take a listen.
B-Bands. B-Bands, question for you.
It's in my headset on.
Are you been following, following Grayscale, or are we, give me some news? Because I'm trying to stay away, darling. I really am. I'm too consumed with Joe right now to really care about like what's happening out there in the real world.
Okay, no, wait, hold on. I didn't hear anything you said. I was putting my headset on. What was that?
Okay.
I just...
Any update on the Grayscale saga? Because I've been, you know, busy all day, like working in spaces. Like, I've never looked at any news.
I've been catching some...
We had an update yesterday.
I've been catching some fresh news, but nothing like, again, about the Grayscale, just because I've been focused on like trying to get everything prepared. But if anybody has the information, I totally would love to hear an update or maybe even some news or something, because I don't have time to look right now. Imagine the smell.
I think it's a holiday. I think it's a holidays for many. No, I think it's a holidays for many. I mean, the market's not like looking like too bad at the minute. We've just had like a little pump. We're back up in the low 16s, whatever. But I mean, I didn't know if any news had come out. I didn't know if Barry had come out with his big mouth, Barry Sibblett. The Grayscale thing, like the other day, I was like, I can't take any more of this shit. Like, we've got Joe. Like, the fireworks are going off. Let's step away. Let's... take a step back. Anyway, who's that was an interesting conversation last night, Bans, about the IDs on Polygon. I liked that conversation last night.
Yeah, kind
and
of
the Grayscale.
Freaks me out.
Oh,
it freaks me out. It makes me feel uncomfortable. I feel like they're trying to say that they want to use your credit score or your credit, you know, just to get your information. Because like Polygon is like in deep with the government. You know what I mean? Especially with the Indian government. I'm just saying.
Did you guys know the Polygon team are pretty big Cosmos maxis?
Absolutely. Because isn't the Polygon team written on the Tendermint SDK or something? Or
Tendermint on the Cosmos, yeah. It uses Tendermint DFT and is built on the Cosmos SDK. And from what I've learned from some Cosmos people who are actually quite in touch with like the higher-ups at Polygon, He believes that they are really doing the like sheep in wolf's clothing type of approach, where they're pretending to be all Ethereum, all, you know, Ethereum L2. That's the main thing. And once they really hit that critical mass, boom, IBC is on. Cosmos is connected to Ethereum through its largest L2. JoeChain can finally liberate all of the poor NFT buyers on ETH. It'll be great for everybody.
And did you all, I have to come in. Well, okay. Is it called Peppermint? Is the consensus mechanism called Peppermint? Is it? Is that
it's
name?
On chains. On JoeChain, it's
Matic Polygon.
Yeah.
No.
So Tendermint is like the lowest level piece of software. This is my non-dev explanation, Sasha. If you facepalm, please jump in. But sort of Tendermint, like
that wasn't.
There is a Peppermint fork. I mean, like a fork there's, of Tendermint. Yeah.
Right.
There's also Kadenamint. There's also Kadenamint, which is taking Tendermint and altering it for proof of work. But actually, let me shatter everybody's minds in here. There is an individual who is exploring proof of delegated work to supplement security on JoeChain in addition to validation.
Who is that? It doesn't need to be public.
I will DM you.
I want to talk there.
Wow. Wait a minute. We're tender jaw. Can you just repeat that?
Process what you just heard. Process that for a moment.
Repeat what you just said there, though, about the proof of delegation of work. Please repeat that.
And then we use DAG, directed asynclic graph, for having a 3D blockchain.
One of our loyal cosmonauts, who you all know and love. I don't want to say his name just yet, because I feel like this might be one of the real stretch goal projects. We don't want to drum up any false hype. But they think they may be able to bring what they call delegated proof of work to JoeChain to supplement proof of stake security.
I know who that is. Robo knows who it is. I may count my opinion, but I know. I'm going to be quiet. Wow. You know something? We had, guys, listen, I want to say this right now. And this is where I think some of this stems from, right? We've had several very big raccoon, whether it's the AMA, whether it's the product launches, like we've launched literally every product live on Spaces, right? Like literally live so people could do it. But at the beginning of September, yeah, we had the first distribution, right, guys? So to give you some context and background, Raccoon Supply, obviously AI generated NFTs, 13333, right? 1,333 in the collection, yeah? And those holders are the shareholders of raccoon.bet, right? We make the decisions through the DAO. We control what happens. The devs are on the payroll, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? But this was all a pipe dream in February when the first airdrop came along. And the first, like, it was nothing. It was like 20 tokens or something. And I think the second one was like 25 or whatever it was. There was nothing that airdropped because it was like very, like, fairly, like, distributed across many wallets, right? But it was like, we're going to release this NFT thing and we're going to sell these NFTs and we're going to use the money to build the platform. And yeah, there was a Luna crash and we had some shit along the way, blah, 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 right? But we stuck by them. We took care of all the marketing. We built a community, one of the best, the Rack Unity, one of the best in the game, right? But it wasn't massive, right? It's not like what Joe can be, which is the next evolutionary step, right? But my point is, we got along this little path, right? And what happened was we got to the stage where raccoon.bet, within 6 months of inception, from start to finish, with the selling of the NFTs, the building of the platform, a lottery and three games, right? We got to the stage where they were able to distribute profits to the shareholders. It wasn't much. It was more significant than you know, monetary value-wise, right? It was 13333, right? It was 1,333 Juno, one Juno to each NFT. A lot of us had, like, more than, you know, one NFT, blah, blah, blah. But it was the first, like, I mean, you talk about proof of concept. This was execution. This was delivery. We did this live on a Spaces. It's recorded. Everyone can go and listen to it. I think it's around the beginning of September. And it was such a monumental moment. And I remember Gaines, like, tweeting and saying on the Spaces that, like, guys, this is, like, the first time that, like I've invested, like, in an NFT project like this, like, that's actually, like, paid dividends, build stuff, blah, blah, blah. And you know something? I'm not saying raccoons have outgrown one another, but we were always going to be limited. And what you've seen with Joe is this, like, coming together, this wider coming together with other fractions. Like, the raccoons have drawn everyone into the ethos that somehow we should try to be, like, good people, like, deep down within the blockchain industry. Like, we've all had the rugs. Then how about you, Lof? The shit and all the shillers, I'm sick of it. I just want to hang around with, like, cool people like you. Like, build cool shit, promote cool shit, like, talk about cool shit, whatever. But Joe is Rack V2 and Rack's the first DAP. deployed on your train. Ooh, tender. I can't believe it. I'm going to shut up now, but I fucking love this community. The best thing I've ever been involved in my fucking life. Father, over and out.
I couldn't agree more. I don't know if I can think of a movement, a group of people, a community, a purpose that I've ever been more pumped to be a part of than
this. It's happening.
It's all happening. Wait, is that in reply to something from the DMs or just a general? It's happening.
No, this is it. Sasha's right. It's happening. You know why? You just build a blockchain and then you figure out how to work it afterwards with a group of like-minded, sensible, rationalized individuals. It's not that fucking difficult to figure out. We've got geniuses. We've got your man, Tender Joe. We've got Reese. Come on, back end. We've got Moll willing to deploy. I mean, come on, guys.
We've got the YouTube. Now. The list is growing. We've got cool card. Wow. Let me do a quick browse of the current Joe validators. So we have Cleomedes, Validation, Spark, Pokachu, Zen Joe Labs, Pup Joes, Cosmo Space Joes, Sasha Now, which Sasha, I mean, obviously your node will be called Joe, but
Joe
157. The name updated, Joe Sasha. Beautiful. And then Cold Chain as well. So we have a bunch of, oh, and of course, Blockpain with Todd. So we have
it is allowed to have 1337, Joe 1337 as a moniker, Joe 1337.
I support you.
Can I ask, wait a minute. Can I ask something? I'm in the back room. I'm in the chill room in the back with a tablet. You know I'm on the tablet, guys, right? There's no laptops inside. Wait a minute. We had 11 validators earlier. Todd is in there. Is that right? Did I hear Todd's in? Oh, my God. Can't fucking believe that. Wait, who else? Who else did I hear's crept in? Sasha's in. While we've been having this space, wait a minute. Can I check? Can I have a reality check, please, for the audience? While we've been in this space, like just chatting, Sasha came up. Talked some AI crap with Moll. I put some spice in the game, got them talking, and then you got talking, and he spun up a validator, and now he's part of the set. Is that right? Is that what happened?
Yes, sir.
Fucking hell.
How fucking incredible is that?
Fucking hell. We're spinning up validators on spaces like the chain started fucking. And Todd, when did Todd come on? Was Todd under another name? I didn't see Todd earlier. Where the fuck has Todd come from? Where the fuck has Todd come from?
Todd joined, actually, he was in one of the early Joe spaces. He just popped in and immediately understood the movement, I think.
Was he in early? Because there were some names I didn't see on Ping Pub. Was it Ping Pub? I looked earlier. And there was some, like, you'd see, like, Chandra. Cosmos spaces like
Robo. You didn't say anything about the beautiful PFP that Lil Gaines made for me. Do you see that? You say nothing about it. Do you like it?
Wait a minute. What's happening here with your woman? What's happening with your woman? Because look, I'm on Android. I have to catch up. Wait a minute. No way. That's you and all, isn't it? We're just assuming that's you. Oh my Jesus Christ Almighty. Look how fucking. Wow. This is bigger than a blockchain, isn't it? I think, you know what? We need to talk to Celestia. Celestia need to provide a separate data availability level for JoeChain. I don't know what we're going to do about this. So tomorrow, guys, somehow, if I get my account back or in the next week, we have to go on the attack because JoeChain's going to need a data availability level. And I can tell that by just looking at B-Bands is there, Joe Bands is there, PFP. Is it like this is going to get out of control, mind? Like you heard about, we've got new validators there kicking in. Like this is going to get out of control and spiral more than any y'all can fucking imagine.
So what kind of vehicle is that behind me? Because I'm not like a vehicle person, so don't laugh at me for not knowing. But what kind of vehicle is that behind us?
All we need to get our head in the game with the Joe game. I mean, I bet you Tender Joe's been inundated with messages on every platform for the last 72 hours. I can guarantee you, man, Tender Joe's never had more messages in the last 72 hours.
I actually broke one of the graphs on Twitter analytics for engagement. The plus green number is so big that the chart is just a sharp spike up and then a drop into the negatives. I don't know what's going on the back end there, but I have gotten so much engagement that I am negative in my engagement now.
Post it. We want to see it.
Those are negative social points for the new Polygon ID system. You better watch it. You won't be able to get along on the blockchain.
I haven't been on Hubble for a while. Has anybody been checking the sales? Wait a minute. I'm jumping into Hubble now.
Oh, I haven't checked, actually. Last I saw, the floor price was getting close to a reasonable range. We were down to 600. I was going to make a tweet if we could get down to 500. I haven't checked this morning.
Did the one person, like, swept the floor?
Like, oh, somebody's... my God, the floor is higher. It's back to 760 stars. Wow.
Thank goodness I bought a Joe this morning.
Fuck me. I should have bought more Joes. I can't believe it.
Wait.
I can't even win with my own NFT project. That's how much of a non-NFT guy I am.
The SBF earlier went for like a 27.5x, like the floor.
That was crazy. But honestly, I was waiting to see that happen because that is the single rarest Joe. The SBF. I'm not even seeing. Do we have other ones for sale right now?
Timmy, you slept earlier. Sorry, Tender Joe, you slept earlier. So I was talking to Gaines about like what I did. It wasn't just Gaines. There might be people in this space who were there. I don't know. I was talking about like the strategies and like the flipping and what happened. Mate, I was only trying to get a raccoon, right? I had to like mint like 40 or something to get a raccoon. And I got like quite a few SBFs, and I was listening to you on the spaces, like you lot, with, and you talking about. I got quite a few Diljos as well, so I tuned in and I didn't talk for ages on Sunday morning or whatever it was. I woke up and all you guys are like, "Oh, they seem to be the rarest," and blah blah blah. And who needs? And I'm like, I was in Shroot's DMs, like, "Do you need a Diljo?" And he's like, "Yeah, yeah." But then I think Deffy Jedi got in first, right? And I was like laughing. And dude, I just started like putting them up for sale. And they were selling like before I bought me other 10 in the next wallet. Like I went back and checked, like checking on multiple devices, laptops, blah, blah. And I was like, what? So like I bought some, like heard you talking, you lot, put some like Sam's up and some other shit, some Diljos. And then like they sold straight away. And I was like, what? And then it was like, what, 51%? And people were, it was only 51%, and people were buying on the open market on their Sunday morning, their Bangkok time. So US Saturday night, right? It was crazy. That was the, oh, dude,
The floor price for an SBF Joe is now at 4,900 stars.
Wow. I bet you my wallet. My wallets are full. I had nearly like 60 or something. I bought nearly 60 across so many wallets.
Oh my God, you must be a Joe whale, huh?
I flip loads, dude. Like I did, I'm not going to lie. Like
Have you consolidated all your Joe token in one wallet or are you leaving it dispersed?
He's slinging Joes.
The minute it's spread out, because obviously it's not all unlocked, right? Like you can only like consolidate so much, yeah. So like, no, like
you
why
can
bother
do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want with your Joe balance. We don't believe in, you know, you get to only unlock 25% of your airdrop now. Pfft, fuck that. What you might be confused about is the airdrop might look smaller than it did at first. That's just because a zero was chopped off chain wide. So one less zero for all metrics. Everyone still has the same amount relative. But yeah, we dropped to zero.
Good. Good. I'm staking everything, me. Like the entire jaw. Like what are you going to do with your jaw, plebs?
Well, I don't know if you'll want to stake everything. I think you in particular might want to LP into the Joe Rack Joe pool to show your support, if I were to guess.
Oh, is that alpha dropping? Okay, I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that at all. Okay.
What? What are you talking about?
God, I love DGen talk. It's so refreshing.
This is the best type of DGen. Real DGen talk is draining. This is healing.
The very fact, though, wait, the very fact that like liquid staking is going to be deployed like at this rate, I mean, that's got to be the biggest like piss take in human history when it comes to the IBC. I mean, if you really were like going to go on, I mean, what you've done is you've dug up the Adam 2.0 corpse. You've put the skeleton on the ground. You've pissed on it, obviously. You've put some petrol on it. You've set the light. You've put it up in a parcel, and then you've took it to the owner's house and delivered it to them, right? And then in like probably less than a week, probably going to halt the chain for the holidays and have like liquid staking like deployed in like such a Dejan way with like raccoon.bet games that like I mean, there's probably no going back from this. Like everyone has
Father
to
Joe.
Realize
Father everyone, Joe, yeah. If I may interject, because I love the passion and I'm in full agreement with everything you said, but I don't think it's very Joe-ish to look down on other chains and other projects. I don't think any negative words should ever be slung in a Joe space, except towards those who overtly reject the Joe movement, of course. I think the chains we are unimpressed with, or the people or projects, whatever, I think we give them the opportunity to join the Joe movement and change our minds. I think that's only fair. I think that's what this is all about.
We could call it "Show Us Your Joe." You know what I mean?
I kind of like that. Just a hashtag. Oh my God, we could bombard people who haven't joined the movement yet with just "Show Us Your Joe," and because it works both ways, either as a profile picture or just like "Show Us Your Joe" energy. Show us your Joe side. Show us that somewhere deep down you're an average Joe.
Certainly
guys, just wait till, like, I don't know if you weren't here, Robo, I don't think, Father Joe. I think we should expect a Joe Kwan profile picture in the near future.
I listened. No. Yeah, oh, dude. I got to, I think, about 58 minutes, and then I had to stop for work. So I listened to, like, the dog's bollocks of that spaces over my lunchtime today. Excellent. Yeah, I heard everything. And then that's where the conversation kicked off, where you went to sleep. I mean, Gaines has been going on for like 8 hours or something. Did it, before Tang took over, like Gaines was going 8 hours. Yeah, done Kryptonium on. Apparently, I missed it. I caught the last few hours of the show. Like, dude, like when you guys were like just about to wake up. And that's when like the whole like crack about. Oh, dude, man, like, listen, the best thing is, to me, I've known you for like the best part of like about nearly 2 years or something, like end of 2020 going into 2021, I think, come across you, you little gangster, long time, and like the only one I haven't shit on, probably, out of all of the people who were around in those days, like you're probably the only one I've never shit on, probably. He'll tell a lie to me.
I think that's accurate. I think that is amazingly accurate, and it's an honor.
Well, we saw so many people fall by the wayside, didn't we? They wouldn't stand up for honor and integrity, and just like, I can't believe that people doing crypto, like, you can imagine they do it to their like own family or something, or like the like, it's terrible what you see, the greed and the depravity, man. Like, so Joe is saying no. He's channeling his energy through me. He's in the classroom right now. And he's channeling, he's got his hand up in the air, and the kids are like, what the fuck is that lightning shit coming out of his hand? And he's channeling the energy into Robo and the spaces, and we're saying no to this shit. Joe says, no, no more shit. We build, we ship at lightning pace. We produce, like, stuff that it's going to embarrass people, like, overnight. Like, people are going to be like, oh, fuck. And there's going to be no Discord. No Discord, no Telegram. There doesn't have to be. That's what Timmy... That's what Tender Joe said. He said there doesn't have to be this like back channel. The back channel is spaces. What you said, Tender Joe, you said it the other night.
What did I say? I'm apologizing. I have many multitasks.
You said there'd be no back channels. You said everything will be public. Everything, like all meetings will be on spaces, all decisions will be thrashed out on spaces. Like, you were adamant that like there's not going to be a Discord. There might be Discord between, like, say, like you and Sasha, or, you know, Ram and someone else. Yeah, but the conversation, Joe Chain, is public information. It's
the literal only things being discussed outside of these public spaces are just like nerdy infrastructure stuff and like setting up validators and stuff. Any decisions, any updates, that's all coming live.
Hello, Joe's.
And what the
page? Hello, Joe's. I'm back from my shower. The Joricle has spoken to me once again, and I was just curious if any of y'all have ever read the book, The Road to El Jorajo. It's a legend about ancient times and the Joes that Joe'd back then. And then I was also thinking, I know we've given so much and we've flipped this whole launching projects thing on its butt. I think maybe it's time to start picking and choosing bits and pieces personally. I know subs are supposed to be organic, but I would love to perhaps see some sort of food Joe sub with like nachos and jalapenos and chorizo and stuff like that. You know, keep it fun, keep it light. That's just a couple things that the Joricle mentioned to me. I thought I'd pass those on to Joe. All right,
breaking news. We are scrapping the entire collection and chain. We may launch under a new name. Joe has just defended Tether on a public Twitter post. This is like DEFCON Red.
Is this for real?
Is he reading the news? He must have missed something. He must have missed something.
No. He did reply with Tether, but it was a joke. He goes, you know, at this point, even if they're 50% backed, they'll probably last longer than most of these algo stable coins. That should be their motto.
See how I go about josing them is I'll look at the CNNs and all of these mainstream news media sources, these joutlets that are out there just trying to joe up the news, and I'll start counting. And whichever stablecoin has the most lobbyists talking to the most fattest, richest white people, that's the one that I'm okay with utilizing when the need arises, because I know, like, there's nothing going to happen to that. They will suicide half of this globe if, you know, before they let anything happen to that. It's shitty. And I definitely do not endorse any sort of CBDC. But it seems like it's becoming a necessary evil until USK or Shade Silk or, you know, obviously a collection of multiple decentralized stables, both algos, both over and under collateralized, Joe lateralized. I mean, we can back them with anything at this point, as long as we all believe that it's backed. That's what matters.
How is Frax doing? Does anybody know anything about Frax? I don't.
It's Joe Mayer's turn to speak. Yeah, I think he has something to say about the fat cats. Go ahead.
Hello, fellow Joes. I just wanted to ask Crypto Tank Joe, is this still the same space from like 5 hours ago?
5 hours, 7 minutes, 51 seconds, 52 seconds. Yes.
54 seconds, 55 seconds, 56 seconds.
Good morning. Good morning, Mia.
5 hours, 8 minutes.
Good morning. Seconds. Good morning. Thank you guys for keeping the Joe-a-thon going. And Tinder Joe, appreciate everything you do. Father Joe, Father.
Oh, got NFTs. Mia, we've got NFTs on just your chain. You don't know. You don't know we've got NFTs.
No, oh, okay. Yeah. Please get me up to date.
Who wants to Joe set the room for Joe Mayer, who's just joining us?
Father Joe, would you do the honors? I've been enjoying your shilling this morning. It's been a work of art.
I've got no idea where to fucking start. Like, honestly, dude, it's an avalanche of information every fucking microsecond of every minute. Mere.
Well, can we start with calling it jilling instead of shilling? I think can we get some hands for that?
No,
I
would way rather. Stop the J's, please.
I have to go, Jill.
Please, Steve. Just Joe. Just Joe me. Just give me the Joe down.
Do you know the only thing better than like this conversation right now will be is if like Uncle Joe, like the real Joe, the OG Joe, Uncle Joe, if he dropped in the slot now. Imagine if you see his penny. You know when you play the game. Anyone played the game? You put the penny or the sent in and drops down through the like da, 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 da. If I could see his little head drop in this space as now, oh, I would cuddle that little head. Isn't it lovely? I love his original PFP. When he comes in the room, you can just tell like it stands out so much. Anyway, Mia, dude, apparently Raccoon .bet have deployed. There's more shit coming. We've got some AIs. Sasha's a validator, so is Todd and a few other people. I'm sure there's some security shit or some. Oh, Raccoons have deployed an NFT website, which is quite clever. It's Vercel, apparently. Listen, I haven't even been near a laptop in hours. I'm just like kicking along with the buzz, enjoying the fucking streaming. What's going on? But Mia, there's quite a few things happened while you've been resting. Yeah, quite a few things happened. That's the best overview I've got for you at 2 a.m. Sorry, bro.
It definitely sounds like it, and I'm impressed. I'm joyful. I feel more peace and happiness, and it's just amazing. The movement is amazing, and the one thing that definitely gets my attention is the NFT. So is can we just update on that? Is it a we're not talking so, like right. a new set.
No. Last week, right? After we did the new honorary council drop for Raccoons, the one-on-ones to obviously Sajoshi, you're welcome. Joe Bro, Lil Joe, if anyone knows, yeah. And Lil Brasco, Brask Joe, whatever his name is, yeah. If anybody caught that episode where we give the guys the credit they deserve, yeah. Like those three, I asked during the week, I said, oh, right, okay, we're going to hang them on secret or what? And like the devs were like, ah, fuck that, man. Like tied up over there, like let's do something interesting with them. And they were going to go on Juno, but I believe, I mean, I don't know, Tender Joe in the studio is busy, guys, doing the research and the DYOR and stuff like that, right? He might have an update, but I believe the three blind racks might be being deployed on just your chain. Now, if that happens, and I mean, there's going to be no marketplace to show them on or whatever, but the contracts are there. The back end data is there, I believe. Is that right there, Tender? Am I talking shit?
That is right, yeah. And will be a marketplace.
Hell yeah, it will. I've got a note.
Probably by the time I wake up. By the time I wake up tomorrow, there'll be a fucking marketplace. I'll be like, what the fuck is going on in my life here?
So, Joe Chain is moving at the speed of light. I'm going to do my best to post only actual updates on the, like, official Joe Chain protocol Twitter. So if you ever get back from a little nap, or, you know, in this world, if you even just take too long in the bathroom, if you get back, you may have missed a lot of development. So hopefully checking that will give you the summary.
It's 3 a.m. here.
Can things end in the Joe chat?
Say again.
Can things be pinned in the Joe chat? Like, can there be like highlights? Like, okay, you know, just because people just start typing and typing, everyone's all excited and shit. And next thing you know, you have like 500 messages before the announcement, or you know what I mean, after the announcement.
We need an RSS feed or something.
Well, so yeah, I meant the account here on Twitter at just Joe Chain. That's where we'll try and keep to just update. So if you ever need to catch up on,
Oh, yeah. My bad. Okay, I got it.
You shouldn't be able to pin messages in a Twitter group chat. I don't know what is so technically challenging about that.
I was just looking at it real quick, but there's only like 25 people in there. But real quick, one more thing. I think I forgot it. But anyways, have we decided about the chain pause for the holiday? Are we just thinking on the 24th or just 24 hours, I think. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I think that's the idea we're leaning towards right now. Yep.
Just 24 hours. Well,
tender jaw. What was Reese's suggestion? He said batch transaction. Because there's not like, guys, go and look at the chain. Like there's very little transactions like going through the producing blocks. Well, there's no transactions, right? Reese said, like, you could just, like, batch them at midnight or something and send them off or something. I don't know. Is that right?
Does that work with MBC?
Reese was like, we can do it, like, once a day or something, wasn't he? On that reply to me today, yeah? Sure. Did I read it wrong?
I don't know exactly what you're talking about, but I think that's an idea that was thrown around. I don't know if we're going with it where I didn't even fully understand it, but like the chain would be kind of halted, but not entirely. There would be one batch of transactions processed for that whole 24-hour time period. I think that's
something. Even if there's nothing in there, if you actually accomplish the feat of batching those together, isn't that like something that could be carried forward when you talk about like, you know, we're talking about side chains, sovereign L2 roll-ups, blah, blah, blah. Yep. Like,
microtransactions.
Yep. Ooh, beautiful thought, Joe Sasha. Yeah. Say that again for people.
Offline microtransactions for Internet of Things and shit.
So imagine when we drop Flappy Joe, if there'll be microtransactions that can process. What, I guess, would it not even require the chain to be live at that moment? Or how would that work?
You can sign and you can, there's one technique where you kind of deposit first, like into some kind of contract or pot. For microtransactions, you put it in, or the other side too, some funds, for example, and then you can offline signing and as much as you want without being even online. Yeah. Play a game like super fast, bam bam bam, it's like Flash Channel or can I don't know what. And then this record of what happened and what is the end outcome will be bundled and then kind of send back to the chain as the end result. If both because it's cryptographically signed by both sides. So it's kind of
I've just put
you
it
guys are still going strong. I love it.
Sorry Tank. In the nest, can you guys see it or what? In the nest. Jacob's comment, reply, whatever, today. about the holiday, about the chain hold. I mean, people need to understand the chain hold.
It hasn't loaded yet. Hold on, I'm excited to see this.
And what about the name? What about the name service, Tinder Joe? I see that up in the nest also. The I'm Just Joe, introducing Just Joe name service. Do we know who's behind this, or is there a fee? What's going on?
That's me. I'm minting them on the Starname blockchain.
Do you know about Starname, Mayor?
I didn't see you down there. Welcome, brother Joe. I did not see you.
Thank you, brother Joe. Do you know about Starname, Mayor?
There was a big announcement last week, wasn't it? Has it been a week? I think, and they want to do the name service, but it's like cross chain or something like that. It's no, I guess it's a big Joe deal.
IBC domains, maybe.
No, you must be thinking of something else. Starname's been around for a while and working flawlessly. It's literally just that Kepler doesn't want to support them.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, exactly.
I use it in Cosmo Station all the time. When I send money between my wallets, I just type in like timmy2.osmo or whatever it is. So easy.
Exactly. Joe Mayor, what you're talking about is Stargaze, the NFT marketplace. They're coming up with a new name service, but Starname, it's like the OG name service on Cosmos since forever. They don't get much publicity, but yeah, as Tender Joe say, it's very stable. We've tested it a lot. We've been minting names since last year. So we reserved the extension for just Joe. So we're just minting them for free to every Joe who wants to get one. They can get it for free. Link the wallets. And in the future, we are planning to allow to receive Joe tokens and link the Joe address to the profile as well. So it's already a working product right away. So all Joes can have their own name, Web3 name.
Okay. That helps clarify things. And I think you're definitely in the way of Joe. I believe you are a part of the movement, and I appreciate that.
Thanks, Sergio. Hey, I want to point out Joe Sasha. Did you just make that like a 3D version with your AI?
Yep. I already have like, I don't know, 30, 40. I'm constantly generating more, so I guess it will be a collection.
But that's like real 3D? Like 3D, nope. 3D? Oh, is it like a render?
I'm playing with DepMap automatic generation of it, but it's not 3D 3D. So this is AI generated, but that's there beautiful. Is some techniques called Rive or something, or NERF, NERF. You can Google it, AI NERF. Technique by Google that you can even create like this, like it's like photogrammetry or something. Yeah, so you can use AI to create 3D assets, but that's hardcore and not so easy.
Okay, wow, looks really cool.
But I'm on it, and I'm on it. Don't worry. So,
all right,
for the Joeverse. Right,
the Joeverse. That's awesome.
Unreal Engine.
This has to be the longest spaces that Tank has ever hosted. I know we've all.
I'm on a marathon.
Do it.
Somebody say
how's the jiu-jitsu go? By the way, I wouldn't care if it wasn't Joe related, but
pretty good. The only Joe that tapped me out was a black belt, so. It's a good day when the only person that can tap you out is a black belt.
What are you at, Tang?
I'm on blue.
Hey.
I still have to go through, it's the holiday. Well, I really shouldn't know this, to be honest with you. So technically I'm not on my blue belt yet, but my professors are putting it off so that during the holiday party, they can do it in front of everybody. So I'm like, whatever. So yeah.
Yep, oh, yep. That sounds like a solid little group of Joes you got there.
Yeah, except they're all trying to kill me every single time. It's not the same kind of Joe.
Do you think you could beat the real Joe in jiu-jitsu?
Yes.
But you could probably beat anyone in here.
No, there's always somebody bigger, badder. Even some of the smaller guys are freaking... They wipe the floor with me, but I can hold my own with most people.
Yeah, but I only meant, correct me if I'm wrong, like, jiu-jitsu has, like, some rules and points in scoring where, like, even if you're just a monster of a man, if you've never done it before, you'd be at a disadvantage, or not necessarily?
Yeah, well, no. So jiu-jitsu translates to the gentle art. It's literally called the gentle art. That's what it is. There's nothing gentle about it, but it's supposed to... The whole premise, yeah, it has a bunch of rules. The whole thing is, but you're supposed to, yes, it is not to hurt anybody, son, but to be able to hurt anybody if you have to. But yeah, well, I'm sorry, my son is in the background trying to give us a lesson of it. But it's supposed to be just of the premise of you should be better off than 99% of people out there that don't know any martial arts or anything like that. That's all it is. If you get hit in the face, you get hit in the face. Like game, everybody has a plan to get in the face.
It's being able to defend yourself but not harm the other person if you don't have to. It is almost the way of Joe.
Yeah, it's what's the saying? It's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war. That's what we're aiming for.
I used to do that jiu-jitsu as a practice.
You don't do it anymore?
Oh, that's like fucking 10 years ago. God damn it. Do something.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm 41 like and I'm one of the older ones there and I still go.
The hand block or like if someone take you under their arm, right? You give them some knock tuck and then you can take the other hand and pull them like because they are shocked from getting like a smash in the face and then there's like 1 second where they're like confused or something and that moment you can push them to the back and then you're free. It's like just protecting yourself. Yeah, exactly.
You know though, Wade, like it reminds me though of something though. This is what I always think. Like it reminds me though of something where like, you know, the small guy has a chance like against like the big brawler or whatever by being smart, right? And doing the right thing and executing the right like moves at the right moment. And that's like Joe. Joe is very BJJ. Is it Brazilian jiu-jitsu tank you're studying, yeah? Like someone who's probably been under Gracie or something. Yeah?
Yeah.
Like I listened to all the things about like not hurting the person, blah blah blah. And I hear all that, right? But I hear like when I think about it though, it's like the little guy getting a chance, you know, against like maybe a bigger opponent, who's not like as technically like, you know, crafted in those areas, and it's like Joe's in it to me. It's
we
like
can call Joe, it jiu-jitsu. Like, that's what it is. It's jiu-jitsu because jiu-jitsu is jiu-jitsu. Damn it.
The jiu-jitsu of the crypto world. No. Yep.
The jiu-jitsu, man. That's exactly what it is. Give the little guy a chance to equal the playing field and strangle the bigger one if they get the right position, right timing.
It's not the jaw chain, it's the jaw train. But anyone who thinks this is a rug, like I wouldn't dare. Like I can't imagine the smell in your house in like 6 months. Like if anyone's listening here today, the things like this is like, oh, proper scam rug, blah, 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 right? God, don't care if the floor goes like 10 stars. Who cares? Like, imagine what's going to happen. Raccoon have already fucking deployed. Fucking hell, man. Even I didn't know that shit. And I should do. I mean, I'm banned from my main account, so they're not really messaging me right now. But I should have known that. My fucking God, what's happening? Nobody. It's out of everyone's control. Tender Joe in the studio. You must understand, son, that it's out of everybody's control right now, this Joe thing. Like, none of us can control it. It's an unstoppable force now.
None of us can control it on our own. But together, I would argue differently. Together, I think that's exactly what we're doing, to be honest. And I think that's the real beauty of it.
Wait, is there a difference with controlling and harnessing?
That's where
the philosophical question comes in. If we can harness the power of like Jaw and not be like interrupted like constantly by like plebs or whatever, right? If we can actually pull off what we're trying to pull off, then I mean, this is going to like enhance our, I mean, this is going to be proof of concept for IBC. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But I get what you're saying, dude. I get what you're saying. I know.
I kind of feel the vibe that if there's other established protocols in the cosmos that want to link arms and connect to the Joe chain, you know, kind of like with Signal earlier today and our brother Just Joe Name Service, like I feel like there's been a lot of fragmentation in the cosmos, and this might just be a way of uniting. And I understand the original vision was the internet of blockchains, but this might be a way. If they align with the away of Joe,
can you hear
me, Tank?
Okay, so I was looking at a FedEx tracking number, and I was like, it's quiet. Did I just delete everybody? What happened?
I was just saying, if there's other already established protocols that wish to be a part.
Yeah, this is probably the longest spaces I've ever done, but it's worth it. It's worth it, man. Let me see here. Did anything happen while I was in jiu-jitsu?
Could you hear me, Joe?
Any new breaking developments?
Oh, can you not hear Mayor Joe?
No, dang it.
Oh, just pop down, Mayor, and come back up.
Okay, I will. But
I think...
Go ahead and carry on with what I was saying as far as collaboration and...
Here, pop down and say again. Come back up. I feel like a couple weeks from now, when the Joe army is big enough, we've got to do something about this fucking app. The Joes have to fix Twitter, I don't know, or something. It's ridiculous. This is unacceptable. We're out here trying to form a community, organize a blockchain, develop the future of finance and decentralized computation, and we can't even hear each other talk sometimes because Papa Elon inherited a broken piece of
testing,
shit.
Testing.
Crypto Tank.
Tank, can you hear me, Tank?
I can hear you now. No, yep.
See, it works. Beautiful. It works. Beautiful. Yeah, you know.
Take it away, Joe.
Yeah, I don't want to blame our CEO or, you know, Elon too much. I think he's only been running the company for about a week. But anyways, back to what I was saying, Tank. I really feel like there's a lot of protocols within the cosmos that if they align with the ethos and the vision of the Joe chain, it would be very easy for them to collaborate and team up. I feel like there's too much fragmentation. And so like with Signal earlier today, was talking about how I think they're, you know, they wanted to do like a small airdrop to some of the Joes to, you know, just encourage the Joes to maybe get involved with them. But also like with the Just Joe Name Service, like if they truly want to embrace the way of the Joe, we can, you know, maybe do some more on-chain stuff. I don't know, just a thought.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I was telling Timmy earlier, like, it sounds ridiculous, but I'm being very, very honest. I'm bullish on a community-based oriented canary chain. Like, I really am.
Oh, a what type?
This is basically a canary chain.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, that's not as common a term as we might think. Do you want to quickly break down that term, Tank?
I would. Give me one second, though. I'm trying to hang up this... thing for FedEx. One second, guys. I'm sorry. Came home and got a bunch of honey to-do list things.
Polka dot. What's a polka dot's canary chain? I did very well.
Parachains?
Oh, some, A couple people from Polkadot were in my DMs. They're interested in the Joe movement.
What was what's the original Polkadot canary chain guys?
Kusama?
Kusama.
Yes. Exactly, right.
It's like, it's more of like an experimental chain that you can just do whatever you want with, right?
And it got a higher market cap than the majority of Cosmos chains, though.
If you look at Kusama and what it did, like if you were there when people made money on it, like me, I made some nasty money on that shit, man. When the parachains, or like the canary parachains, so like, guys, Dot, right? All of the parachains have got like canary parachains like existing on Kusama, and like if anyone was there when Sheldon was in like talking about Octopus and blah 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 the other day on the spaces, you would have heard it's a weird fucking combination. But if Mia, to get back to the point, wants to position like Joe as the Kusama of the IBC, wow. I'm gonna finish. In the next 48 hours, I can imagine that Joe Chain is gonna have like VCs or major devs getting in contact, wanting to do things, and we're not gonna go there, right? The only person that can come, I think, legit, right, wait, guys, hear me out. The only person that's going to come in is going to be Jake, right? Because I know, like, the freedom he believes in. I know that he's a Joe. Like, there's no doubt that the guy's a Joe, right? But there's a lot of people we should stay away from, right? And I mean it, like, we cannot be commercial. We cannot be anything like this, man. I cannot. Like, I heard someone saying, oh, Joe Chain should hire Jade earlier. And I was like, I nearly puked. Whoever said that earlier, yeah, guys, I nearly puked, right? We're not hiring anyone. Yeah. If you're not in Joe,
In fact, the just Joe Chain protocol account will really just be used for technical updates and such. There is another account, the Joe Munity, that any loyal Joe has the opportunity to get the login info for. It's already shared amongst, I think, 20, 30 people. That's amazing. The type of type we're building.
Amazing.
Did you miss that, by the way, Father Joe? I know the group chat moves fast, but you should have that login info.
Can you repost it? Can you repost it, Tinder Joe?
Yes, I'll pin it above.
That is just the like, so if you want to like use a third or fourth Twitter account, you just use that login and then you could post something. Is that how it works? Or
yes, exactly.
Okay.
Somehow we were able to get the name Joe Munity. Can you believe that? Nobody is. The first post that someone made. Who made the first post? It's just Joe with just a white background. There's not even the original picture. It's beautiful.
That fucking Do Kwon, dude.
Oh, yup. Fucking gorgeous. Okay, I pinned it above. Hilarious. Probably take a moment. There we go, updated. That is the Joe Munity page.
That is ridiculously hilarious. Man, I've been able to do so many things while on this space with you guys. Done a jiu-jitsu class. I've taken care of everything in my house. I've just got done taking a shower. Like, I feel so productive and being like a good Joe.
It is the power of Joe. I am the 38th follower of the Joe community Twitter handle page. And interesting. So I can post on there underneath that handle if I just log in. Got it.
Sir.
Got it.
Sir. Sir. Joe Munity, not Joe community. Joe Munity.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, I'm 40. I'm the 40th follower.
I will say your name is still not Crypto Tank. I will just. I mean, and you do bear a slight resemblance to Joe, but you'll never be him.
No, that I'll never compare to that manly list right there. That is all man. That is what every man strives to be. Like our friend said in her video. Every man strives to be like Joe.
Qjo down in the audience has a blurred face Joe for their PFP. I think that's the first Twitter one I've seen of that one. Massive props to you, my friend. All Joes are created equal and with love and deserve respect.
Except for the original Joe. That's the original.
I kind of like the, I'm assuming that's like a QAnon reference. I'm really into that.
Guys, I think that the tweet of this whole saga, the peak tweet, fuck, I forget his name, which I feel awful about. It's just not a super memorable name. It's weird, but somebody replied to a random tweet of Joe's, some reply that Joe made somewhere. And they just go, what is your profile picture? Seems like a knockoff Joe. The shirt and angle and lighting are all off.
I saw that. Yeah. Oh, dude, with his like whitish, like creamish, like jumper with that orange, like thing in the middle or whatever. I saw that, dude. I was laughing 2 days ago.
That was peak. Qjo, my beautiful, beautiful, fine Joe. How are you on this fine morning, evening, day, wherever you are?
I'm doing well, fellow Joes. Yeah, so Qjo, I have a few things to respond to. The Canary Chain, I don't know if you know what canaries do or like in their natural habitat as far as like songbirds and replicating other birds, which is why that they were mass produced as males in Eastern Europe. But Qjo is actually my name. I thought it was a funny reference, is Qjo. Which was like the kind of murderous dog in a 1983 film done maybe before some people's time of reference or understanding, but just thought it was a funny reference or play on words, just like canary chains do, basically replicating.
Not really canaries, but taken into coal mines. Like back, obviously it started like in the 1800s or in England, but like they would take a canary down because it would die quicker than any other bird, if I remember rightly. Anyone remember why canaries were taken down the mines, guys? Is it because like they were like hyper allergic to the CO2 or something like that? Like there was something, wasn't there, about canaries? Like that's a great story.
Oh yeah, they would just send the birds down there to make sure that the toxic gas wasn't there or not. That's why it's...
Because they're hypersensitive.
Yeah.
Oh, because they're like, they overreact. Like the really, as a bird, like they can detect that like shit, like better. Like there's a reason the canaries were taken down like 160 foot underground to a mine, right? Very dangerous back in those days, yeah? And they had to sniff out like if it was good or bad before your man tried to get away with his life. Because I don't know about you, love, but there was many disasters back in those days, right? But canaries were good. So if Joe's a canary, we'll be one. But we're going to have AI. And we will say, fuck you to the rest of the industry. Like, we will tear the industry apart. We'll tear the block time apart. Watch. I know there's some clever people working on this shit. Watch. Watch what fucking happens. Tend to Joe in the studio. Most of these fellas don't even know what's going to happen, right? They don't even jaw, man. They don't even jaw.
So, quick update, what we're working on right now. The Spark IBC poll was a resounding yes. So, we are working on spinning up a Spark campaign to raise initial liquidity for JoeChain and for JoeChain development and infrastructure. So, stand by.
Here we go. Here we go, guys.
We are making it also very clear that the Joes make no promises outside of our core three. So I think this is probably one of the most beautiful ways to raise funds for a project. It is just fully... wow, the word's escaping me. Fully
consider your money lost.
Willing participants. Yeah, there is no promise of a moon. There's no promise of utility. It is purely for people who believe in what we're doing and want to contribute. And I think that's the way it should be.
Yeah, Joe does not pass the Howie test, so we're not going to jail. It's going to be great.
Wait a minute, who's up? Or Don B?
Right. Wow, I haven't thought about that.
Wait a minute. Let's, if we've got intelligent people in the room, guys, Rob Orr needs to manage the room. Right. We have, obviously, esteemed guests, yeah? We have Don. We have Retgang. Obviously, we've got the other plebs who've been in for a while. Right. Don. You've been emojiing for fun. Would you like to say something?
No.
I knew that was coming. He's absolute gas, isn't he? My God. Right. Jaws or thumbs down, dude. Don, you've been hanging around with Amanda too much, you do. You need to chill out. Retgang, are you a validator? Yeah, Retgang knows. Retgang, are you a validator for the jaw chain yet? Because if
we're live. Yeah.
You're live.
Yep. Well, it's called Joe Validator. Well, Joe. Live.
You're live, bro. Wow.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Congrats to all the Joes, man. Did you see the thread I posted on the epitome of Cosmos NFTs, the Joes? I truly believe that. It's a serious thread. I really thought about it.
I think that's your Berserker account. I think it's like one of the pinned tweets, like a few tweets back. It's pretty good. Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah. I mean, it's so good. Where else do you see the devs collaborating so closely with the community and spinning off their own NFT chain with a casino, liquid staking derivatives, a name service, I don't know what else, in like 5 days? It's just the shippers in the cosmos. It's so impressive. I'm so proud of y'all, Joes.
I love you, man. I'll tell you what. When Red Gang comes in the chat, I do apologize. The night I bombed their spaces, oh, I was in the right state. Wasn't the night. But wow. I mean, your man is just, isn't he? Absolute fucking gold dust, man. Like, literally, can you believe this, man? Tender Joe in the studio. We've got your man, Don. Don V Joe. I feel blessed. And we've got your man Red Gang. Who else are we gonna get in? We got your man Sasha. He's already on the validator. Can you believe that? We've got Red Gang and Sasha. Red Gang, Sasha, you two like have just started validating live tonight on the spaces. Can you please talk to each other? Can we hear some conversation?
For sure. I mean, I'm just in 5 chats right now. Doing my research here, reading the code from the chain, right? I'm trying to spin up a node right now on Akash, but it's not that easy. Would be pretty funny.
Sasha, let me see. I didn't lose thread on that earlier when you mentioned you needed a server. I checked with our in-house team if we could spare any capacity and haven't heard back yet. But Cosmwatch has a server. I have no idea if you would want to use that, if that would make sense. He has like a physical server at his house, like a rack.
I just have to punch too much like power outages here.
Okay.
LTE fallback and stuff is not set up right now. Normally, I'm like,
should I see if he'd be interested in letting you use that?
Hell yes.
That is cool.
Yeah. No problem. And if he's unable, he can probably reach out to Marco too, because he's got He's got backups for everything. He's literally got a fucking diesel generator in case the power goes out. Like, it's kind of hilarious.
I had LTE fallback, then fiber, then one day Starlink or what? I don't know. But I'm like, no. Should I use AWS, Google Cloud? No. I feel bad for it. Like,
Sasha, can you actually educate a Joe? I have heard just completely mixed things about running a validator through Akash. I have heard some people praise it as the greatest thing since sliced Joe, and other people say that it implements a lot of like security vulnerabilities.
I think it's not the best idea. Yeah, especially if there's a lot of money involved, because you kind of spin up some container in some Kubernetes cluster of some other's computer server, and if they don't have like some secret network style SGX stuff going on, chips that are like kind of protecting your computation and your secrets, it's yes, someone could possibly that has like some data center and is renting out his racks. I guess someone could manipulate the packets there if you're smart enough, right? And mess with your validator because you are not really in control. There's still the option for the signing and stuff to get that outsourced or from some other source, but still. The traffic, I say for experimental reasons, just for testing it out would be funny, also because it's cheap, but I can't really recommend it. I mean, if you just think from a logic perspective, right, it's somewhere else hosted, you don't know exactly where, and belongs to someone and they have physical or virtual access possibly to your container there, right? I'm not sure. And that would not be something I would appreciate. And that could be some security issue, yes. Running
I love Sasha. Wait, I love Sasha. He's my new best friend. When I come on these space, I meet new best friends all the time. Sasha's like, I've only met him tonight. He's like dynamite. He's like gold dust. Who's speaking next? Friends?
Actually, I wanted to ask Sasha a question because I keep seeing this this like buzzword, decentralized cloud computing. And like, what the fuck does that actually mean? Because in my mind, there has to be like this has to operate somewhere, right? And so what are the clouds, I guess, that are like underpinning Akash? Like, is it all just independent people running their own servers, or is it also utilizing, for example, like some of these AWS or Google Cloud services? Because that to me seems like the only way to actually scale this thing right now.
I made benchmarks together with Cold Chain, or what was his name? Like we were the both ones that kind of created this narrative that people started to check and see, because I wrote some scripts that were like scraping just the providers and then checking the data centers, where are they hosted? And it was like overwhelmingly like OVH, Hetzner, Contabo, AWS, and Google. Some of the servers or providers were home hosted or something, or like some more smaller data centers. But I don't want to. I love Akash, but I say it's not the decentralized cloud as you would think it is, I guess.
So that's right. That sounds like that's kind of the long-term vision, but I guess more practically speaking, what it sounds like is Akash is like a marketplace for these various services, right?
Marketplace for spinning up some in a decentralized fashion. I don't need the KYC. I don't need to register. That part is working great. Yeah.
Oh, so like you don't have to necessarily like dox yourself to deploy on Akash? Is that what you're saying?
No, absolutely not. You simply get the token. You can go ahead, deploy your Docker container. You can deploy your, there are presets, yeah, like databases. I just have it open here right now. You can see they are Desmos, DigChain, Cosmos Hub, Atom, Chihuahua, but I'm not sure how they are handling it with the keys, with the signing keys. I guess with some.
Where's Avi? Avi, where you host? Avi, where you hosted some?
So Cleomedes runs its nodes out of a private data center, also known as Marco's House. And we have like a bunch of redundancies set up. So he's got, you know, a fiber connection, and then just like Sasha mentioned, we've got an LTE backup. It's actually a hurricane proof router that's hanging outside of Marco's window. It's pretty epic.
And I have like earthquakes here in Indonesia. And sometimes
Sasha, you're in Indonesia. Wow, right. Which island? Roughly. You don't have to declare. Are you east or west?
It's
east or west.
Near to Bali. Near to Bali, somewhere there.
Oh, maybe Sumbawa or maybe Lombok. Probably up on the
in that direction.
South southeast coast. Maybe if you're on Lombok, I don't know. Nice place though.
Nice place. Yeah,
Come over. But I'm going home now for 3 months, and then I come back home here because I have my wife here. And due to fucking
the archipelago though, right, of Indonesia is one of the greatest, like most beautiful places like on earth. For anyone that's ever like been blessed enough to go to like Indonesia and do the real things like Kelimutu on Flores, like if you've been to Krakatoa, Lake Toba, wow. Yeah?
My wife from Flores.
Very nice. Norway. I taught in Flores. I taught in Flores in this little convent. Is she, what religion is she? Do you mind me asking? Because it's Catholic. Obviously
Roman Catholic.
I knew straight away. That's the reason I asked, because I already knew the vast majority of Flores, which is the island that you reach after Komodo and Rinka. We talked about this a few weeks ago, dude. Like, I've traveled all over that part of the world. I love Flores. Wow. It's one of the most, like, dude, we went to Kelimutu from, you know, when you get off the boat, it begins with L. It's a long word. No, I can't remember that one. Like, where you get off the boat, you know what I mean. If you do this journey from the harbor, like where there's like a couple of hotels, like decent places or whatever, it's, guys, this island's got fucking nothing. It's sparse. It's so sparse and like remote and like, wow, it's crazy, man. We did like a 72-hour like journey and back, get a Kelimutu.
Oh my god, Sasha, I just saw your profile photo and it's fucking amazing. Holy shit.
There's way more, like, that's just a teaser.
Also, yeah. I just want to say that Coach Bruce has been fucking hosting a space where he just keeps telling everyone that Do Kwon is coming. I think it's literally titled, like, Do Kwon is joining in 5 minutes. He just keeps changing it to, like, 15 seconds, like 30 seconds.
No. He's never going to show up, man. Yeah. He does that all the time.
Yeah, he's not actually coming. But it's funny because you could see, like, the number of people listening is just, like,
scaling up
because everyone's like, oh, my God.
And he just using the whole space to shill Joe or Jill Joe?
Well, all the speakers pretty much have Joe faces. I don't actually know what he's saying.
Is this live right now?
It's live right now.
I want to say we rate it, but the space has been going on so long.
Let's do it.
I mean, we can. I wasn't suggesting that we do it. I just thought it was hilarious because it's just fucking like misleading everyone.
Wait, it must be all... just Bruce? Because Lunkstow's not in space right now.
If Tank wants to keep...
Wait. We've been lied to. There's no space going on. Bruce is not in the space right now.
Where?
I mean, the Lunkstow page is in the space.
It definitely is not.
I'm looking at it right now. Amanda's in there.
Man, is Twitter this broken for me?
Amanda's in there right now.
Shit, I'm going to check. I want to check. Let's check. Lunkstow, yeah? He followed me today. He followed me today after my little speech. Let's find out. Let's have a look.
Lunkstow needs you as a spokesperson, Robo, to be honest. You would compliment Bruce's speeches beautifully.
Well, your man's a pleb at times. I mean, I like him and all that, but he fucking does go overboard with the fucking religious shit sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm like, your man, calm down, will ya? Like, take a breath, for fuck's sake. Like, give up the ghost for a minute. Isn't Joe the greatest thing that's ever happened in your life? Like, your man talking about Indonesia there and Flores, like, reminding me that, like, I remember when I went traveling and it set me free. And Joe is the like third like iteration of my life being set free. Wow. I got into blockchain for this. A year and a half ago, I was fucking selling Lincoln Dot at the top simply to pay the mortgage bills, right? And like now I'm here and we've created the blockchain in fucking like 96 hours. Right, online, live, and it's fucking grown, and everyone wants a piece of the action. And what am I looking at, Bruce's? And why am I looking at Bruce? He's not in the space.
Amanda. Amanda's in the space right now.
We're going to raid a space. Oh, I got wrong for not following her today. Wow, I didn't even know. This is me. Like, guys, if I don't follow you, like, please don't get offended. It's the alt account. Like, I'm trying to catch up, but like, you know, not easy. Are we going to raid or what? Are we going to raid? Raid. How do we raid? Shall we all change to the same PFP?
I think I need to change back from Don Vito to Joe Mama.
I think I'm going to fire my account manager for my traditional portfolio. This fucker just sent me a bunch of pecan halves. I'm like, let's see. Yeah, what kind of bullshit gift? They always give bullshit gifts, right? Like accountants and whatnot. And like, oh my God, I'm just wondering one day, maybe for managing millions of dollars, you're going to send me something better than some bullshit. And no, it's two bags of fucking pecans.
Would you have been happier if you just didn't send anything?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, actually, yes. I'd rather you not send me fucking pecans or some dumb shit like this. Like,
should send him an email. Be like, hey, you're fired.
Should send him an email like, hey, that wasn't very Joe of you.
Pecan house. Like, send me a year's supply of, like, different wines so my wife doesn't fucking get on my case. Or some shit. Like, pecan halves? Are you fucking serious? Two bags only? Two bags.
He didn't even give you the respect of giving you whole pecans.
Yeah, not even a whole. That's what I'm talking about. Pecans. The fuck? Oh my gosh. I love the holidays.
All right, before we decide to raid this space, I'm going to go listen to it for a little bit and see if it's worth our time, and then I'll come back and report.
Beautiful. A jouting mission, so to speak. You're our jout.
If this is not the greatest spaces like in history, like we did 2 weeks ago with a Sam hack, we did 35 hours without
That's
dropping.
That's not happening here.
That is not happening. Wait,
I know it's not, and I know what it's like. Yo, to go through.
I'm sorry. Right? We have dude, fucking Doquan is in the space. Wait. Doquan's in their space right now.
Go! Everybody go!
For real?
I'm dead serious. He's gotta go.
He has the joke. Yeah, he just needs to see the support and the movement. Yeah, let's do it.
We gotta do it.
Put in a comment then. Put in a comment here so I can click on the comments. Come on. Which space? Come on, lads. Don't let me down. Where's it? Oh,
I don't know what's that. I'm staying here, but you guys go.
Steady, lads.
Wait.
Deploying some capital.
Doquan.
Where the fuck do I have to go?
Jesus.
Just go on Doquan's profile and click top left. That's what I'm doing.
Oh man, while the Joes are playing over there, I'm gonna hold it down over here.
No, he's ready to. Let's go.
Let's go, Jojo.
Hello. I think I roll. I feel. Hi everyone, basically. I don't care about Doquan.
Yeah, I'm chilling. It's fine with me. On the other hand, in the index side of things, in traditional markets, looks to be doing good. Dow Jones is up 1%. The Nasdaq is up 1%. The Russell, not so good. 0.63 up. Still up though. SPX is also up 1%. Traditional markets look great. Crypto market not so good though. Crypto, not so good. Although it's a pretty good day today for some chains. We got what? Bitcoin is up 2.49%. Still trying to hang tight at 16.1. Let's see. Juno up 5.73%, 191. Secret doing dumb shit. Says it's up 11%, maybe 12 at times, but 68 cents, still fucking for Secret. Osmosis, Atmos still down 90 cents though. Man. Oh man. What's up, Chris?
Yeah, the good thing about Secret being so low is that rocks are cheaper.
Yeah. How many, what is the floor for a rack right now? What is it at?
Let me check quickly. But I think it's around 480 or so.
Is it still 400? That's not bad.
Raccoon.
Are they
450
stars? Okay.
But still in dollar amount, it's quite a decrease.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think it was like floor was around $400.
Yeah, I know Maneki's
a week or two ago.
Yeah, I know Maneki's have taken a little bit of a hit. The floor used to be $500-something. I think it's like $300-something now. I put a couple of bids in though. Let's see if somebody took my bid.
Yeah, and Mandiki's, come on. I mean, they're strong enough so that the floor always gets sweeped before I can grab another.
I like I don't know. Like I get that they might go down further and stuff like that, but I still think it's doing pretty well.
And come on, I mean, it's maybe they go down in regards to dollar value, but stars, it's not that much, difference. It's always over 10K, right?
Yeah, it usually is. I think there's a couple of them here. Actually, let me see. There's a couple of them being listed just recently under that. Are they all funded back in here? Let's see. Yeah, there's one being listed right now. I have a bid for it for 7,999 stars, but it's being offered at 8.5K.
That's tempting.
It's super tempting. Almost wanted to buy it, to be honest with you. What is that at? Wait, hold on. What is stars at right now? 38 cents or something? What is? Yeah, 38 cents. 38.7. Can I?
Damn, I mean, might need to scratch some liquidity to get.
Can I take this? No. Wait, if I put in a bid on Stargaze. It for whatever amount of time, can I? Oh, I can remove the offer. Cool. I can actually remove the offer. And it doesn't cost me anything to remove the offer? That's insane. Really? Excuse me.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like the same with all the other transactions for the moment or for the foreseeable. Future, there are no transaction costs.
I didn't know there wasn't any for the bid too. That's crazy. Huh. Okay. So wait. 8.7.
Yeah, I think their goal is to just don't have any roadblocks for trading in any kind of way, even if it's just like, yeah. Just a few fractions of a star, but yeah.
All right, I'll buy it now. Fuck it, I don't care. I bought it.
No.
I bought it. There's another one for 8,700. There's another one for 8,700. It's not that much more than what I just bought it for, but.
Okay, getting this together. Let's see. Maybe need to take a while, but I hope it's not you again.
No. So let me see. Let me go to the marketplace again.
By the way, with all the stuff going on with Joel's, with Raccoon's, Sickler, and all the other stuff, I kind of lost track a bit with Maneki. Have I missed any governance votes, or is this governance on hold for now?
We're still just waiting for DAO V2, and so that we can stake and use our NFTs for governance and all that other stuff, right? It's really just kind of in a holding pattern right now. I've been putting up updates, and we've actually been recording we're trying to do like twice a month recordings of like, just kind of like recapping where we are with the treasury, what it all looks like, what we've done, if anything's crazy and all this other stuff. So we did one the other day, or I say the other day, it was sometime this past week. And yeah, that's basically all that's happening right now. Like if I was to, hold on, actually, let me switch it over. I know we've been talking about Joe's quite a bit, but if you look at it right now and I go to the treasury, like we still have a humongous amount of dry powder in our treasury, in our war chest to deploy at the bear market bottoms. We've got Atom, Evmos, Juno, and Stars all being compounded for 2 years. And it's been pretty good. Like honestly, it's one of the very few, I'm not just saying it because, I'm Maneki and all this stuff, but like it's one of the very few that's still very much profitable. Most of the holders, are in profits, both in their NFTs and also being allowed access to the treasury and stuff like that. So it's been pretty cool. Nothing crazy. We'll put a big, awesome. We'll put big announcements out there. Once things start changing and like, yeah, you can actually stake your NFTs on other stuff, we're going to get a lot more active and like, you know, obviously be very much more vocal about, you know, proceedings and stuff like that. But yeah, I try, like if people are selling them right now, if you're selling them, you're not going to be eligible later on. Like, you know, once you can stake it, there's going to be, we'll try to be fair, right? And it's going to be up to the community. Everything is up to the community. Whatever they say is a good amount of time, reasonable amount of time to, you know, get your NFTs staked for the long haul. It needs to be staked, you know, for the a lot of time before we are going to be pulling profits from our investments in order for you to be eligible. So if you unstake, then that's it. That just you're done. You need to stake it to be in it for the long haul, like everybody else. But I think once that happens, you're going to see the Maneki floor price. Like, doesn't matter what's happening with the market, it'll skyrocket.
Is it still attached to governance participation, or is this still up for debate, kind of like, so that, you know, if you at some certain point in time you just get rewards basically or payouts based on governance participation, or was this just a discussion? I just remember this from, I don't know, a few weeks ago or a month ago.
Yeah, it's been kicked around. Like a bunch of other things have been kicked around with governance. Proposals, kind of like draft. I guess it would be considered draft proposals, or like, you know, suggestions on what we should do. That's one of them that we've been toying around with. Like, obviously, you need to be staking, and then you need to be active to a certain degree with governance. But like, also at the same time, we don't want to be unfair. At the same time, right? As long as you're staking your NFT, I think that's one of the bigger like stamp things that need to be done. If we find an agreeable term as where people need to be participating in governance, like that might be in effect. But right now I'm just more worried, like, hey, you need to at least bottom line be staking it. Like maybe we forgo some of those other things. Cause you know, some people might just not have the opportunity or be busy or whatever. And they're still staking it, still trying to be true and not sell or anything like that and hold on to the Maneki, which was the real use case for the NFT. And we don't want to punish those people. So I don't know. It's been thrown around, but at the same time, while I see that could be like incentivizing people to participate in governance, at the same time, we don't want to like also punish people that for whatever reason maybe can't participate in governance too.
True. It's a thin line basically to balance that. But how often are these now new regular meetups? Are they as spaces, or are they on Discord?
They're on Discord, and we're recording them on the disc with a Discord bot that saves them. We archive them and stuff like that. And then Finn has also, I don't know if he did it with the other one, but he was saying we could also, because he's a holder as well, right? So he could also like save them or whatnot as well. But right now we're doing it through the Discord, and it's saved up there. So if you guys want to go over and take a look at it and give it time, maybe you like, you know, a week off or you're on vacation, you can always go back and kind of just dabble and listen to it. But again, like I said, I always put it up there every 2 weeks at minimum. I'll be putting up like basically a snapshot picture of the wallet address, the wallet and the assets that it's holding, what it looks like. And then, you know, just so people know, like we're active with it. It's compounding each and every day. We do things manually. I actually put it in every single morning. Not every single morning, but any single time I'm touching it, I track it and I keep it manually tracked so that at any given time, if we ever get called out for it, for whatever legal reasons, not saying that that's the case, we can line by line go out there and say, hey, without a doubt, this is what we did at all times. So.
Oh, that's nice. Keeping the transparency. Yeah, quite high.
And,
that's yeah, nice.
And I want that to be able to be reflected to the holders as well. Like, you know, hey, if anybody ever doubts, like, if you're a holder of the NFT and you doubt me or anybody else that's in the community, you can reference the spreadsheet. You can reference the wallet address. You can reference anything. You could see like fully transparently at any given time, whenever you wanted to, like what's happening with it. So I don't know. That's a big thing, especially what's going on nowadays. It's like that's a big thing for me. It's like proactive transparency, proactive participation back to the community that you're trying to, you know, work with, and not just like, I don't know, be only reactive when people ask you. Like, I want to be like front running all of those concerns and doubts and stuff like that. So,
yep. Yeah, that's good. That's very good. That we have too many problems with shady business practices going on already.
It doesn't take that long. It's crazy to me how like people like try to make this out to be some crazy freaking hard thing to do. It's really not that hard. It takes me like to do all. It takes me like maybe on the whole, like on a bad day when I'm grumpy and I don't have the right cup of coffee, like 30 minutes to tracking, compound it, you know, write it down, post it on a Discord and all this stuff. It takes me like 30 minutes max. Maybe like on a good day, 10 minutes when I'm flying with my coffee. But like, you know, I'm trying to do things super, super detailed and not rush any kind of like my tracking. So, you know, maybe 15 to 20 minutes on average. It doesn't take much. It's definitely not like what some of these other people have been putting out there in these other ecosystems where, you know, I should get paid a couple thousand of dollars a day and stuff like that. It's crazy.
Yeah, I think it's in general in crypto space, it's taken too easy that some people just, you know, have their fingers in the pot basically. And it's too easy for them to just, yeah, charge ridiculous amounts, even if there's nothing attached to. I mean, one of the main reasons crypto got traction was kind of like get rid of the middleman. And I mean, yeah, of course, if you're a project owner or delivering a nice product, service, whatever, you should have your share. But it's kind of like sometimes it feels like we just switch one kind of middleman for another.
No, we really did. And again, you know, I talk about the spirit of Juno over and over. By the way, it only has like an hour left, guys. Less than an hour, actually. It's on Commonwealth. It's just a draft proposal, singling proposal. So it's not, it's like definitely not up to or everybody else's standards, I should say. But it has an hour left. And that's basically what we're trying to get at. Like, if you look at the current situation throughout, not just Juno, but the rest of the ecosystem, you're absolutely right. All we've done is swap one middleman for a bunch of other middlemen telling us what to expect, what to, you know, what is normal, what should be accepted and all this other stuff. It's kind of like there's very low community involvement, even in Cosmos. It's nobody wants to admit that, but that's the truth. It's all being Sybil attacked by an inner circle, socially and financially. Like, and that's also another hard swallow, like pill to swallow, but that's the truth. About, you know, how things have been or brought into or to start even with the Cosmos ecosystem. Like, think about it. It's not hard, right? Like, company developers start a company, a chain. That chain allows us, the Cosmos ecosystem, the Cosmos allows us to develop and expand further. Same developers start a second company, which this is the Sybil right here. They start a second company, then which is a validation company to validate that chain. Then they airdrop themselves founder delegations, founder holder tokens for being the creators of the chain, right? And then they put it towards that validator. That validator gets the vast majority of the wards up, or because it's all about who's in first. You know, they take advantage of it. They pool their power, voting power, and financial power with the reward. And then, you know, it just goes on and on. Then they create another chain. This is another part of it. They create another chain using the SDK. Same developers that did it, right? Look at like, you know, Somlayer, all this other one, right? They create the same or another chain. Then they airdrop to the holders of the original chain, Cosmos, that allowed that developer and expansion to happen. And they just keep doing it over and over. And they bring their validation chain to validate that new one, that second company. And they just go over and over and over and over and over. It's a Sybil attack. It's a social and financial Sybil attack in every means. It's a way for them to hold power and never give it up.
Yeah, true. But on the other hand, we also see, I mean, thanks to IBC or Cosmos SDK in general, we see quite a lot of new projects spinning up that are not attached to the, I don't know if we can call it a cabal, but in some way it is. But I think they're also due to the structure of the SDK and everything, it's easier to deploy than ever, basically, and it will certainly get easier in the future for new teams to get involved. But of course, yeah, there's some power that gets transitioned
even when you look at these newer changes, newer teams and stuff like that, that might not be the foundation developers originally, right? Or like some of them not even foundation, but like some of the Genesis OG validators on other stuff. You look at it and this is a vicious cycle within the Cosmos ecosystem, because mostly the same validators validate all the other chains. Like it's the same group of validators and people that get the interplay, the interact to validate all these other chains. And it's because also you're getting airdropped from all these other, like that's what's the norm, right? Like these smaller teams that are building in the Cosmos ecosystem, regardless, will always go back and say, well, we're going to airdrop, you know, whatever the parameter is, maybe it's one for one or whatever it is per atom holder or staker, so that we can bootstrap our liquidity. Well, guess what? That goes all the way back to the foundation delegators or the developers in the very front of everything. They get the vast majority of the airdrop. And so it's just a vicious cycle. It just keeps going over and over. They bring their validators over. They're not even the ones anymore that have to spin up chains. They just set themselves up in a position of power and just reap all the benefits from it as it keeps going. That's all they have to do. It's an inside Sybil attack, unfortunately. What's up, Bance? Did you strangle that turkey?
Yeah, no, I had to wait for it to defrost more. It pissed me off. But I finally got it to the fully defrosted. So now I'm like, I got my seasonings prepared and I'm about to work it. Man, I did 10 limes by hand. Man, you get tired after a while. I didn't realize how weak I was. I just started going back to the gym. So
I didn't realize how weak I was.
Because I was like squeezing all the juice out of the limes because I like everything fresh, you know, especially with Thanksgiving. You want it to be fresh, you know?
Yeah. Everybody's going to judge you on your cooking, by the way. You got to make it good. That's funny. That's super funny. Yeah, I think everybody else went for a little while. They went to go raid Do Kwan over there with Bruce. I think it's Bruce's space. So everybody went over there. All the Joes went over there to raid over. But yeah, we've been going on for a long, long time.
This is like 7 hours now or something.
This is 7 hours. This is, I think, one of the longest spaces I've ever hosted. It's all right though. It's all right.
That's cool, man. That's cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. We're talking about the spirit of Juno thing. I don't know. Like, I don't think there's a pass. I think it may have already been done. I'm downstairs now. But I had less than an hour the last time I was upstairs looking at it. And it looks like the vast majority of the community actually want something like that. Of course, the very few people that we expected to have pushback from provided pushback, like we knew they were going to. But now it's kind of even more daunting because now I want to continue forward with it. But now is the time to actually get really, really serious and detailed and like really start planning it out now that it seems like the vast majority of the community wants to see a community focused push for something like that. So yeah, now it's time, like you were saying, Bees, to get all the details ironed out and, you know, but yeah, so kind of excited about that. Excited about V2. Bees, are you going to mint V2? No pressure if you don't.
You know, I'm going to mint V2. If I can mint a freaking dirty ass degen thing, that's like freaking off the wall, I could definitely mint your Maneki too.
I would be honored. Even if it's just one, I would definitely be honored.
What's going to be the floor price for the Maneki version 2?
the whitelist, we're aiming for $20.
Never mind. I can't feel those then.
Yeah, yeah, we're definitely we're because you know the max collection is going to be 4,444, so a lot more than last time, even in a bear market. And it's just like before, everything's on purpose, it's for a reason, right? Like, we're not going to do a burn this time. We're just going to leave it open until it does mint out. Hopefully it does mint out. I should knock on wood. But we'll do $20 whitelist and we'll do $30 for the community. The community, you can mint as many as you want. We're still kind of undecided. I think, honestly, the last time when I was meeting with the Reapers and whatnot, we were kind of like throwing the ball around like a max mint for whitelist to be like, I don't know, maybe like 50 or something like that. Because I don't know, we want people to be able to grab a bunch. I don't think there's going to be many people that mint 50 for whitelist. But of course, like community, you can mint whatever until your heart's content. Doesn't matter. You can mint the whole damn thing if you wanted to. I don't think anybody's going to do that, obviously, but that's way too much. But yeah, it's going to be exciting. We're supposed to have, I want to give out some alpha soon. Hopefully it's the holidays, so I don't know like how much that actually is going to happen, but hopefully I'll have like a prototype or a little bit of sneak peek to show people like the artistic style with the artists that we're using through the Reapers, which I think is pretty cool. I can't ever say it. I don't know if you guys saw it, but it's that succubus. I can't ever say it right.
Sweet succubi.
Succubi. Thank you. Yeah, I know what the word is. I can just never say it. But it's that artist, and so they're going to be putting their own little artistic like spin to the Maneki art. But we're going to do like really cool things. Like I want to put on there, you know, like or pay homage to like certain individuals, some of the big key individuals: Don, Liam, Sito, Cosmos Spaces, Racks, all this other stuff, right? Like we'll put like little Karate Kid headbands on some of the Maneki cats this go around, and like, you know, have like little things on there as well with rarities. There's going to be like kimonos in it, obviously, because it's Reapers. Like I want to have there's scythes or sickles in it. I guess it's called sickles. Is it sickle, scythe, sickle? But yeah, I want to have that in it. And then the Koban tokens, the little gold tokens that they hold and stuff like that, we'll have a twist on there. There's going to be little Easter eggs in there, and we're going to like, you know, like Jerry them like and Knots, they did a really good job with a lot of their rarities and stuff like that. But I kind of want to take the best out of everything that I've been learning from other projects that we've been recently seeing. You know so much more about NFTs than I do, Bees, but like, I really want to take the best of like a PFP, the rarity thing. Like people like to collect things. And also, even though I can't say it, like there's a big, obvious plan for it all and the end of it all. But I want to actually like throw it all together. And then again, we're not going to burn it. So, you know, maybe that'll be fun too. People trying to collect certain things.
Yeah, I'm glad you're not burning it. I have a thing about people burning the collection because I feel like it doesn't give us poor plebs a chance to freaking, you know, get some more when we get paid again, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. like I said, it was like Maneki, the original Maneki one, we learned a lot. And it's still like, obviously it was all planned to be that way anyway. Like the burn was the burn regardless. It's still free now to be able to talk about it.
You are still not forgiven. But go ahead.
Hey, you still got one though. You still did.
End I know I got one. Real lucky, but I'm just saying. Anyways, continue.
But no. But we did learn a lot. And so again, like as we learn, as we evolve, especially in the Cosmos ecosystem, what works with the community, keeping the community on the forefront and having it more beneficial for them with everything. You know, that's my model. That's like my mission in Cosmos is anything that I ever do. One way or another is always going to be more beneficial for the person, not IBC gang or not myself. I'm committed to that no matter what. Just because I want to show people that they can expect better from not only themselves being mentors, but like from project developers and presenters, like throughout, not just NFT projects, but like throughout. Like everybody right now has been taken advantage of, and there needs to be kind of like an example to be set. So.
You set that example, Poppy.
I'm trying to. It's hard, but it's an uphill battle that I'm, you know, whatever.
I'm in no rush. I'll just walk it.
Walk it like you talk it.
I love that I can hear you prepping your food in the back.
Okay, so listen, I wanted to continue chatting, and so I didn't want you to be like, ride boo bands, and like nothing happened. Because
no, yeah, you're good. You're good. You're good.
Jeez, what's like, up, Chris? Never make you happy.
What's up, Tank? You are right over there, Bands. I hear you like slamming that bird around. You tenderizing it with your fist?
No, I'm fucking manhandling this. No, it's like a 20-pound bird, and I'm by myself trying to fucking. I told you how weak I was after the 10 limes. Now I'm fucking trying to manhandle this bird. I got like hooks in it. I got a lever trying to. It's like a whole system just to pick the bird up.
It's like an engine. You're like got a like a turkey block lifting it off the ground.
So it's bad. I'm like, man, I kind of wish my husband was here, but he's traveling right now. So.
Yeah, but I want to say I'm super happy. Tank hooked up with Sunnyside because Bondi and Tin are actually really cool dudes. I'm part of their project, OG and the with Sunnyside Reapers. I have like 36 of those, but they're actually really cool guys. Funny story, actually. Bondi is I talked to Bondi a lot in like DMs and stuff, and I was telling him about I was bummed when the Maneki V2 when you said it was on pause. He was like, are they looking for an artist? I was like, yeah, I think so. He's like, should I reach out to him? And I was like, yeah, go ahead. I was like, DM him. And I was like, and then I found out you got him as the artist. I was like, this is awesome. I was like, I'm happy that worked out.
So were you the reason you're saying that he reached out?
That's the reason. Awesome. He took the rings himself and was like throwing. He's like, do you think like he's like, can I reach out? But I was like, yeah, reach out. Like I want to say like I'm the reason. Like.
Yeah, you is. Nah, nah. Okay.
I'm just a pleb getting NFTs. Those guys are like project managers. Like, I'm not gonna take full credit for that.
Bondi has been really, really cool though. Like, you're absolutely right. Like, they've been on par. Like, of course, it was, and you know, not and Jerry them and Rusty. Like, you know, very, very professional, and both the Sunnyside Reaper and them very, very. I love. The fact that there are some teams out there that, like, you know, regardless of the past of the other ones and stuff like that, that were very, very, like, they are committed to giving out good content and stuff like that and working with people. So I feel very, very fortunate to be working with Sunnyside Reapers and such a good, like, they've got such a good name. And, like, now that I'm working with them, I can firsthand say, like, the experience so far has been absolutely great. So.
And their card game, they're trying to get their card game on the Google Play Store soon too. So they're grinding on their back end also.
Yeah, yeah. And I love that too. Like they're going out there to the Google platform. Like that's what a lot of these NFT projects and teams need to do. Like get out of the whole Web3, get it on the phone, get it on the Apple or the Google, I don't know what the hell it's the App Store, whatever it's called, but like get it out there. That's what they need to do, man.
Yeah, that's why I like your props so much. I've always been saying we need to like get these props outside of our ecosystem and start taking little risks and getting more people outside of our ecosystem, or we're just going to be pitching to the same people. I mean, like, look at the rooms that we've had. I mean, besides like the Joe Spaces and everybody, but it's the same people, you know, not many new people, new faces popping in.
You know, I was thinking about that. That's a good point. Okay, so, you know, not calling out ourselves because you're absolutely right. It's almost like when we host these spaces, it's great that we're forming a community, a base community of people. Like that's awesome, right? But at the same time, how do we actually reach out there? I know it's like on social media platforms, it's all like certain things, right? Maybe we hashtag certain things. Maybe we actually, I never put a topic like in my spaces, or like maybe I need to get into like certain types of headers or something. Like how the hell do we start pulling in other ecosystems to come and talk about what we're doing? How do we do that, guys?
I would say even we start maybe reaching out to other ecosystems and having cross ecosystem spaces, you know, and to try and get other people from there and just see what people are doing. I mean, it's a bear market. There's no hurt in looking into other projects, and there's no reason to be just like totally invested in just a Cosmos if there's something out there on F that might be good. You know,
yeah, no, you know what, be one of them. It's a little bit more aggressive approach to it, but like, what if you were just to put on there like Cosmos ecosystem talks, Cardano NFTs?
like just put in the header some shit like that, like, right? So when people are like surfing through or whatever, like they're like, hey, these fuckers are talking about my Cardano. Wait a minute. They want to come jump in or something like that. A little bit more aggressive, but if not, we definitely need to be talking to other. It's just hard though, because like Joe says all the time, obviously Joe, but like when you approach other other ecosystems, they're very, very reset. Like they don't like to talk to other ecosystems. Like they protect it like it's crazy, dude.
No, you're totally right. But I feel like that's something that has to break. Like you're like so loyal to a point that like you're gonna let your bags go to zero. Like, I mean, I'll tell you the truth. Like if I ever saw anything going with Adam and Adam was going bad, I'd save my ass before I'm gonna say I'm a holder, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we all are gonna do that. Let's be smart about it. Yeah. But so like
Miles. Sorry. Go ahead, Chris.
But yeah, like you said, I think we just got to start putting our feelers out there and trying. I mean there's no hurt in trying, you know. Like what else are we doing?
Yeah, for sure. What's up, Joe Smile?
What's good?
What's up, man?
I was just gonna say header is definitely bringing people.
Like that's what we need to be doing though, right? We really do need to be doing that.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe the next one I do, I will like possibly just call out another. Which let me ask you guys this though. What other ecosystem would be, you think, is it Cardano or is it Solana? Like which one should we target?
Crow? I think so. Cronos specifically. Cronos. They always want to hear about like the Cosmos side.
All right, the next space I do is going to be, obviously not this one because it's been going on for hours now, but the next space that we do, or I do, I'm gonna definitely passively, aggressively, I'll have to do some homework though, because I don't want them to come over there and just like railroad me with, this is why it's so much better, and all this other stuff, but I'll have to do my homework about them, but I'll definitely put that in the header. Maybe we can get some cross collaboration.
Yeah, I think they actually were technically the first EVM on the SDK.
Were they really?
I believe. I think so.
Really? I'd have to actually. Now I'm gonna definitely have to look into that.
Dude, it's pretty nice. I mean, I dabble over there, so I like it.
What was the last thing you got over there?
That I was wearing the monk. It's that orange blindfolded chipmunk looking thing. I don't know if you remember that.
I don't remember it.
But yeah, that was actually, I think I minted 3 of them. They're only like 90 crow, and it's like a shill army. It's pretty, I mean, they're gonna like pay people to like and retweet and all kinds of crazy shit. I just like the art, but the shill army is definitely a plus.
To Cosmos, something like that. I have to get better at it or something like that. I just changed the header, bring in Crow Army to Cosmos. It'll have to be something like that, but I'll research it and do it more justice later. But I agree with you guys, man. I guess that, let me take a look real quick. Are they still in there? Yeah, they're in there trying to. Is anybody else in there watching them? Are they trolling at least? I hope they're trolling. Doquan finally joined. So he actually is in there. Are we missing anything that we should be listening to?
I don't really know. I was in there for a little bit, and then I was at the doctor's, so I kind of got out and came back here.
Well, this one has been going. I'm going to call it, guys. This one has been going for way too long already, probably. But I'm going to go listen in on some of these other ones and give myself a little bit of a break. Appreciate you guys. Talk to you guys soon.
Later, y'all.
Thanks for checking out another episode of the Ether. That was part 3 of the 3-part Just Joe-a-thon Power Hours, hosted by Crypto Tank Joe. Recorded on Monday, November 21st. Do I have to keep saying that? Yeah, all month? Really? They paid for? Really? Okay. Monday, November 21st, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. If you want to keep listening, head on over to terraspaces.org/donate. Wait, they don't? Oh, because Joe's pitched in that much? Really? Well, don't tell them that. We need casino money. Looking at the damn place, spitting over sound waves. Kick a little rhyme and we'll see if the crowd waves. Take note the brows raise up when the mouse hits taste buds. Dick dastardly trying to race us. Cannonball run from the west to the east coast. Got the ghosts on my team, leaving in a repo. Scheming on a free toe, siphoning the gas up. Riding high as NASA and we about to blast off. Ain't nobody pass us, hungry like some raptors. Attacking in a pack like a bunch of fucking savages. Handling the packs while we shipping out disaster. Magic is simple if you practice with a master. Trying to show the homies I think there could be a better way. Every day I write a verse, trying to get this pen in shape. Living like a mental patient, embracing the basics. I see a queen on the table while I'm holding aces.
Let me give you a sample of some of the lyrics that had some of the older ladies among the stockholders quite with dismay. The room was dead still, a sea of shocked, frozen, blanched faces. Then I delivered another volley of really sick lyrics.
Subtle on the double trouble, popping all the bubbles open. Silent off the one who comes to ruin all the funny moments. Ollie, Ollie, oxen, opium, that Oxycontin. Got the oxytocin falling around the people like a Roxy smoking. Okie dokie, Annie, Oakley, joking like Yoki Annie. Hoping those who broken jokes are broken, softly spoken. Can he rope a dope around the throat and coast him all alone? To sleep it off later, like just give the dog a bone. Roam around the globe like a motherfucking satellite. Smoke a lot of weed, always gotta be satisfied. Soaking up the dream state, trying to live la vida loca. But for now, I settle for a smile and a coca. Who makes the bundles? Repping all the fun tools. Looking all around like there's nowhere to run to. Got the plug, what's new on the drug? 1-2. Sticking with the dope, my homies growing, that's one truth.
I got my 12 gauge sawed off. I got my headlights turned off. I'm about to bust some shots off. I'm about to dust some cops off. I got my 12 gauge sawed off. I got my headlights turned off. I'm about to bust some shots off. I'm about to dust some cops off.